WHBK 88.5 FM Chicago. I know normally I just play music all the way to the top of the hour, but I have a very special guest who is on the line, someone that I've known for a long time, folks, and I'm going to bring him on the air. Hold on here. Let me make sure this works. Test, test, test. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, folks. This gentleman right here is DJ Osiris out of Detroit, Michigan. How are you?
Good, man. How are you doing, Tony?
Man, I have not heard from you in years, man. It's been a long time, man. We have a history, folks. So, you know, I just want to tell you, you know, this guy's one of my favorite individuals in the world. So what's going on, man? How are you?
Oh, doing good. It was funny. I was out on vacation, you know, talking to my mom. Just happened to Google your name, and it came up that you were on HBK, and I was like, man, I got to give him a call.
Okay.
Because people will say, you know, as a DJ, who do you look up to? And I always tell them, Tony Washington from Chicago, Illinois. I told them the story how I was a 20-year-old kid coming to Chicago to music school. I met you at WOUI, because, yeah, it was OUI at the time.
And you know, it's not even WOUI anymore. I think it's like WIIT now, I think.
And, you know, I tell people how I was a music student, but I studied those tapes that you gave me, like studying some of the music from the great composers,
right,
that, you
right.
know, okay. we were supposed to study. So, yeah, man, I just want to tell you, dude, I owe everything as a DJ to you.
Thank you, man. Thank you. You know, I hear people say that. It's like, you know, the type of mixes that I do, it sounds like an orchestra to some extent. I purposely do that. You know, I purposely make sure everything makes sense, you know?
Right.
And I'm just kind of surprised that like 99% of DJs out here don't do that for some reason. It's like they just haphazardly just throw stuff together. I don't get it.
One thing that you told me, because it's been about 20 years since I was...
20 plus years, man. That's right, 20 years.
Right. And one thing you told me, you said you were in my dorm room, and you said, hey, look, you're a musician. Play the turntable like an instrument. Ever since you told me that, dude, that's what I do. I connect with the mixer and with the turntables like it's an instrument, like I'm playing the horn or playing the piano or playing the organ. People say, man, when you're mixing, I can really feel it. I can see the emotion. I can see that you're into it. And it's like, I look at the turntables and the mixer as another instrument to me.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I had a DJ buddy of mine here in Chicago. He asked a question. Well, he says, you know, man, I want you to put me on a journey. You know, I want to feel like I'm running through a time warp when I listen to your music, you know. So that's the way to do it. And it was kind of a psychedelic way of looking at it. But, I mean, I understood what he was saying. Put people on a path, a journey, you know, as you're just traveling through the cosmos. I mean, that's the idea when you're DJing, you know, take people to another world, right?
Right. Because believe it or not, I still play that DeBreeze King EP that I got from you.
You know, it's funny, man. A lot of people don't even know that along with Carl Bias, we had a record label in the 90s. It was Velvet City Records. And yeah, DeBreeze King, that was our third release, the DeBreeze King EP. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you gave me a test pressing of it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have it.
Yeah. So what have you been up to, man, since I last seen you? I mean, I know you were doing radio in Detroit, but what was going on with that?
Well, yeah, I stumbled into, you know, regular commercial radio. I did traffic. I did news. I have an online radio station called RadioFreeDetroit.com. And
What is it called?
It's RadioFreeDetroit.com.
Okay.
And what it is I'm giving DJs like myself and like you and, you know, all these other DJs an opportunity to put their craft, because that's what I look at DJing as, is it's a craft. You can actually get heard all over the world since it is on the internet.
How did you set that up? Because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're interested in that, but they don't know the details.
Well, I was working for a group of commercial radio stations in Detroit. One of the projects I was doing was putting the three radio stations online. So I was working closely with another guy who's a good friend of mine, and he designed the whole computer system for the streaming and stuff. And I just learned, you know, about the streaming and all of that stuff from basically on-the-job experience.
You know, it's interesting you say that, you know, everybody's moving to the internet. The beauty of the internet, and I'm so proud of what you're doing. I mean, you get to do your own thing. You can sit home in your boxers doing your radio show, you know, and it doesn't have to, you don't have to answer to anyone, and you get to do what you want to do. And here's the bottom line. if people are listening, then you're doing the right thing. I mean, you know, if you can do your internet radio, it gives you independence.
Right.
You know, but I tell you, man, it's I'm glad that you are actually, you know, getting things done, and you know, you're making a difference, and hopefully you'll be an influence to other people.
You know, I'm trying to, because actually when I started Radio Free Detroit, and then the year after, Q-Mix Magazine out of Germany did an interview on the whole concept of Radio Free Detroit, because I own my own servers, I own my own encoding equipment, you know.
Now, see,
you look
beautiful.
In my back room, all the equipment for Radio Free Detroit is mine. I put a lot of blood, sweat, tears, you know, and time into it. Yeah, it's been hard. There's been times where, you know, my web hits were down, my streams, you know, had problems. But, you know, hey, I stuck in there. I burned the midnight oil sometimes, you know, do what I have to do to, you know, keep it going.
I tell you, man, I mean, it's a wonderful thing of what you're doing. And, folks, I hope you go to his website. You know, it sounds like something out of the Soviet Union, Radio Free Detroit. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, but wait till you see the logo.
Wait.
The logo is real radical.
It's something like this.
Radio Free Detroit here. We're bringing you the music and, you know, down with the man.
You know, that kind of thing.
Well, the logo is the big black and red fist that's up in the air.
Okay. You know, that's cool, man. You know, but hey, you know, I'm just, like I said, I'm really proud of what you're doing there. Is there anything else you want to let us know?
Like I said, first thing, you know, that I said, and I definitely want to say it again, and I can't say enough, Tony. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You opened my eyes musically. You know, you really taught me a lot as a DJ. And again, I just have to say thank you for taking this 20-year-old from Michigan under your wing and making me, you know, the DJ that I am now.
Hey, I'm so honored that you would say that, man. I really am. You know, as I look back over the last, 30 years of my life, almost 30 years. And, you know, it's amazing how you influence other people. And that's what you should do. You should help other people. And I'm sure there's someone 10 years from now or 20 years from now who's going to call a radio station and say, you know, that guy, DJ Osiris, that's my hero. So, I mean, it's certainly possible, and folks, just pass it on, because we're not going to be here forever. Let the music go on. Let the knowledge pass on. Just be good people. I don't know what other way I can put it there, but hey, I tell you, man, DJ Osiris, thank you very much for calling in, and tell all your friends that we're actually here in Chicago playing the underground house music, and we'll let people know about Radio Free Detroit as well.
Oh, man, please do. And, dude, I want to spin on your show.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's not a problem. Not a problem. I'm sure Mr. Technico here will probably be able to do it from his bedroom in Detroit. You know, I'm sure he'll probably, Tony, just all you need is an ISDN line and, you know, you know. So, that'll be, hey, not a problem, man. Not a problem at all. All right, DJ Osiris, www.radiofreedetroit.com. Thank you very much for calling in. And I want you to hold on for a second, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, hold on. DJ Osiris, folks, we're going to get back to the music, and I'll probably be mixing at the top of the hour, so make sure you stay tuned for that. This is WHPK 88.5 FM Chicago. Let's do it.